A woman collapses in a hospital waiting room. Nurses rush past her three times before someone finally stops. She dies on the floor. In another city, a child eats from trash cans at school every day while teachers watch, assuming he's just quirky. Meanwhile, a housekeeper at a hotel notices a guest's trembling hands and fearful glances and rescues a trafficking victim. The difference? Not intelligence, not training, visual intelligence. We live in a world drowning in information, yet starving for insight. We check our phones 110 times daily, losing 10 to 15 IQ points to distraction, more than smoking marijuana costs us. We've mistaken seeing for observing, glancing for understanding. But here's what most people don't realize. Seeing isn't automatic. It's a skill. And like any skill, it can be learned, sharpened, and mastered. The question isn't whether you can see better. It's whether you're ready to discover what you've been missing all along. When light hits your retina, actually brain tissue formed before birth, it engages 25% of your brain and over 65% of neural pathways, yet you're functionally blind to most reality. Show someone a photograph of a woman walking outdoors, and they'll describe her clothing and surroundings. Almost no one mentions the giant 60-foot letter C painted on the rock wall behind her. This inattentional blindness isn't a defect, it's survival. Your brain encounters 11 million bits of information per second, but processes only a fraction. The famous gorilla experiment proved this. Half of participants watching people pass a basketball completely missed a person in a gorilla suit walking through the scene. Radiologists missed a gorilla image in lung scans 83% of the time. Leonardo da Vinci attributed his accomplishments to saper vedere, knowing how to see. Observation isn't passive reception, but active interpretation. Your neural connections determine what you perceive, and they strengthen with practice. Mental training alone increases finger strength by 35%. Your pupils constrict 87% when you merely think about bright light. The brain you have today isn't the brain you're stuck with forever. In 2013, 8 terrorists held hundreds captive in Nairobi's Westgate Mall for 4 days, killing 68 people. The response was catastrophic, not from lack of courage, but from observation failures. Responders couldn't coordinate. Radio frequencies conflicted. No one had building blueprints. Rescuers shot at each other, unable to distinguish terrorists from victims. Survival depends on separating what you see from what you assume. When examining any scene, use the journalist's discipline: who, what, when, where. Facts are truths known through observation. Everything else is interpretation. Consider Edward Hopper's painting of a woman at a window. Most people immediately create stories. She's lonely, waiting, contemplating life. But what can we observe? A woman who appears white, likely between late teens and early 40s, wearing a green coat with brown fur trim and a yellow cloche hat with artificial cherries. The detail most miss? She's wearing only one glove. That missing glove matters. Is she distracted? Concealing something? During the Nairobi attack, survivors who carefully assessed their surroundings found safe hiding places. Those who fled without evaluation ran straight into gunfire. As the 2005 Iraq Intelligence Commission found, analysts were too wedded to their assumptions. Believing things are certain with little evidence leads to terrible trouble. A 1773 portrait of Mrs. John Winthrop demonstrates selective attention. Most viewers notice her dressed, but miss the magnificent mahogany table dominating the bottom third, reflecting her skin and lace. These oversights have real consequences. ER residents missed a patient's wife who could provide crucial history. Investigators nearly lost a murder case by initially overlooking that suspect Natavia Lowery had turned her pants inside out to hide bloodstains. Small details, time zones, salt measurements, decimal points, create enormous differences. Missing them erodes trust and causes catastrophes. Companies like Apple and Virgin Atlantic succeed by obsessing over details others overlook. Insurance investigator Bonnie Schultz detects lies through subtle shifts in eye contact and body tension. The COBRA approach helps. focus on what's camouflaged, work on one thing at a time, take breaks, realign expectations, and ask others' perspectives. But beware tunnel vision. Eastern Airlines Flight 401 crashed in 1972 because pilots fixated on a malfunctioning landing gear indicator while their plane descended into the Everglades. The landing gear worked fine. The bulb was burned out. Their obsession killed 101 people. When French artist J.R. plastered enormous photographs of residents' eyes across Rio de Janeiro's oldest favela after three young men were murdered, outsiders saw the community differently. More importantly, residents saw themselves differently. Nothing about the favela changed, except how people looked at it. Physical perspective reveals hidden truths. Archimboldo's painting transforms from vegetables to a bearded man when viewed upside down. Toyota's Genchi Genbutsu, Go and See, emphasizes physically going where work happens. Detroit's Beaumont Health System sends teams to observe other departments, discovering inefficiencies that saved $180,000. Mental perspective, seeing through others' eyes, matters even more. As Atticus Finch told Scout, you never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view. Our perspective shifts dramatically over time. Henri Matisse painted the same window in Collioure twice. His 1905 open window captured vibrant Mediterranean colors, while his 1914 French window at Collioure rendered the same view in somber black. The landscape hadn't changed. Matisse had. World War I had begun. When collecting observations, engage more than vision. Notice the smell of a hospital lobby versus the emergency room, the decibel level of someone's voice, the strength of a handshake. In the Annie Lee murder case at Yale, an FBI agent solved the mystery through smell when a constantly running fan had masked decomposition. After a shooting simulator, the instructor asked why I made different decisions across scenarios. I'd collected the same objective facts each time, gender, height, clothing, but what made me act differently was how I prioritized them. I shot an unarmed retreating man because my child's safety is my absolute priority. Prioritization is context-dependent and purpose-driven. The same room transforms based on your purpose: investigating a murder, searching for a missing person, documenting an art heist. For murder, candlesticks become potential weapons. For a missing person, clock time becomes critical. For art theft, specific paintings matter most. Acknowledging what you don't know is as crucial as identifying what you do know. Asking, "What don't I know?" demonstrates observational skill and invites collaboration. Distinguish between urgent matters demanding immediate attention and important ones providing long-term value. President Eisenhower's decision matrix separates these categories. Urgent tasks trigger reactive mode, while important activities keep us responsive to opportunities. Our priorities reveal our values and character. A homeless child choosing necessities over toys communicates his circumstances without words. Our priorities are constantly advertised through our actions. When 16-year-old Jasmine Tharr was killed by a neighbor's rifle in 2011, police found neo-Nazi materials in the shooter's home. Instead of assuming racial violence, investigators invited community leaders in and objectively tested the weapon. The FBI confirmed accidental discharge. By separating facts from assumptions, they prevented escalation. Our unconscious biases are mental shortcuts filtering overwhelming information. Jose Zamora discovered this when changing his resume from Jose to Joe generated numerous interviews after months of silence. To manage biases, become aware of them and eliminate harmful ones. Turn assumptions into questions. Run conclusions past others who can spot faulty reasoning. When Derek Kayongo noticed hotels discarding barely used soap daily, he saw opportunity. Growing up in African refugee camps where soap was precious, he recognized what others missed. Millions die yearly from diseases preventable by hand washing, while hotels waste perfectly good soap. His global soap project has recycled over 100 tons of hotel soap, distributing it to people in 32 countries. Visual intelligence isn't about better eyes, it's training your brain to see what's actually there.